Blog Talk Radio.
That they had more to do than they had time to do with it.
So one of the things that we need to talk about here is time management. Think about it. If you plan your day and plan your time, you are more likely to get all the things done that you want to get done without the stress that you have when you're dealing with people. We were deeply concerned about the enormous stress and pressure that had been heaped upon Hunt. Something had to be done. He needed help. This was my cue to come to the rescue and show Hunt how to implement my time and energy management secrets along with my goal setting and priority organization skills. These solutions would simplify his life. Sounds like me? You might be thinking about your work or even family responsibility. If you can relate to Hank, then you'll appreciate how we fix the situation. I started softly, first by explaining to them how the president of the company has the authority to schedule his own lunch break. We set boundaries on how employees could contact him and implemented a chain of command so that not every decision reflected his feedback. Then we reviewed the business priority. Did it really matter to the business how many likes they were getting on Facebook? Could they directly track sales for participation in social media? No, they replied. And so I had them table this project for a month. No new resources would be devoted to it. And Hank was no longer committed to put any of his time or energy into meetings about social media. Just make sure you have a team member from your customer satisfaction department answering any questions that come up on these sites and leave it to them. That I instructed. Now, let's stop and let me say, yes, social media is a very important part of how you do business today, but you know what? That is something that can be delegated and delegated to someone that you call your social media manager, because that's the person of the what that person does is they will spend their time on the internet managing the social media, writing articles, answering questions, or anything that comes up that can help you with sales of your business. Just because you're on social media does not mean that you have to do the work yourself. Because think about it. When we're talking about employment, more and more people are working from home today. So if you have a business where you work from home, you have to budget your time, and you also have to think of ways that you can delegate out to someone else who works from their home and pay them a fee or either barter out services. There are ways to do it if you do not have a whole lot of money and you find someone that is willing to barter with you. We make similar adjustments to other non-essential projects that somehow Hank and his team had gotten mired in. It's really amazing how a successful business can spin out of control when it starts chasing every shiny new object. Hank was slowly getting it. We systemized his day and freed up his time and energy. Next, I pointed out that they've never hired anyone smarter than them in the company, and that all this stress was from trying to do everything himself. I challenged them to stop adding many junior team members and instead focus on finding a senior team member to help in the areas of finance and marketing. This would be another big step in freeing up Hank's time and energy. As we came to the top of the hour and time to wrap up our call, I gave them their marching orders. First, Sally and Hank would map out the top 3 to 5 priorities in their business. Fortunately, it was clear for Sally and Hank where their true priorities were. Second, they identified the top key employees that they needed to add. That one key hire should make a huge difference in their business. Finally, I recommended Sally and Hank improve top sales communication within their team through a weekly email newsletter. team newsletter will explain the company's vision, monitor the company's progress, and recognize employees that go above and beyond the call of duty. It will even highlight, rather than hiding, areas of concern in business. By implementing a weekly message to their team, Hank will further reduce the amount of drama among his team. Much of the stress and pressure in many workplaces can be avoided when greater transparency from the top down. Junior team members need to know where the company is heading and why decisions are being made. No one wants to be left in the dark. And let me explain to you, that is why every company and business has to have a mission statement or plan in place that every member that works for you knows. Because everything that everyone does should be working towards that end goal of the success for the company. It should never be the two owners. And when you look at corporations, guess what? They run very smoothly. Why? Because they got the president. They, first of all, they've got the CEO. He's the big person that sees the big picture. Then they got the president, the vice president, the middle management, you know, up until the lower employees. And it's like, when you think of that, that's just as much a pyramid as what people call in network marketing. Only because it's a company doing business, no one thinks of it as a pyramid. Furthermore, by showing the team where it's going and even where it is hurting, it will bring out the best in their ability. Just as I want to help Hank and Sally, so do their employees. At the end of the day, people want to help people. If their employees knew that Sally and Hank needed, they'd go out of their way to deliver it. People want to help people. We are driven to do this. It makes us feel good. And as many of favorite virtual mentors, Frank McKinney once said, you cannot write another person's path without lighting your own. The secret to success in life is simple. Help others. Avoid add value to their life. As Corey Ann writes in his book, Source of Significance, people need to sense that they have not squandered nor trivialized the very gift of their lives. They need to believe that they have something to give as well and feel that they have, in fact, adequately given. People's lives gain significance not by being provided for nor by securing material comfort, but rather when individuals are called to sacrifice self and talents for something beautiful, grand, and noble. Or more simply, as our mentors, Zig Ziglar taught us, you'll get all that you want in life if you help others get what they want. You see, it's not all about us. It never was. It never will be. It's about helping others. When I let myself get absorbed in the schedule, my inconveniences and my happiness, the chase for satisfaction became elusive. It wasn't until I concentrated on helping others, on adding value to the world, or solving problems, and clearly communicating solutions to other people that I found what I was looking for. It was a golden hour. Sally and Hank experienced big breakthroughs. We delivered clarity to their future. And most important, we helped alleviate the stress and strain that had been wearing down Hank. And it also brightened my day. Helping them helped me. As the call ended and I stepped out of my car to run yet another errand, the clouds parted and a warm ray of spring sunshine fell down upon me. I rushed to my next appointment with a smile on my face, one that stayed there for the rest of the afternoon and even the remainder of the week. Helping others helped me. It worked every time. And that will work for you too. It's easy. Just help as many people as you can starting today. And let's think about it. You know, one of the things is that and I've seen this so many times, is that, you know, instead of being being jealous over someone else and what they have, the best thing that you can do is think about what you can do that can brighten someone else's day. The fact of the matter is that when you brighten someone's day, guess what? You have the opportunity to do the things that you truly want to do. And you know, the fact of the matter is that for so many of us, what do? We live our lives according to what other people expect of us instead of living it to the lifestyle that we choose. And when you live it to the lifestyle that you choose and do what you enjoy doing, then you will alleviate a lot of the stress that you have in your life, because a lot of the stress is basically of your own doing. And so many people forget that you have to learn to take control of your life. You cannot expect others to be there and control your life for you. So think about all of the things that you truly want in life, and how are you going to get them for yourself? What are you going to do that's going to make them happen for yourself? We always forget about the things that don't matter to us, and we do this. And the fact of the matter is that you have to budget your time. You have to plan your lifestyle. You have to figure out that you can't take on all everyone else's problems, because if you do, then guess what? It will only make you unhappy. So think of the things that you truly want in life and how you can achieve those things and make them happen for yourself. Plan your life. And remember, here is one of the things that we've been talking about, that as the president of the company, when you are self-employed, you are the president. So you have the right to schedule your time. And you need to, and remember, if communication is the biggest thing that we lack. Let me talk a little bit about communication, because for so many of us, we don't realize how we communicate, and we don't realize just how important our body language is when it comes to communication. Think about it. When you watch an actor and you watch them in a scene with something, you can tell by their body language whether or not they're really into that scene. And if their body language is not there, then guess what? They're just saying the words. It's as though the words have no real meaning to them. So think about that. Think about all the things that you need to do that will help you get what it is that you truly want in life, and plan it. Plan all the things that you want in life. Plan how you are going to do the things that you truly want to do in life. And you know, if you are able to achieve the things that you truly want, then guess what? You will truly achieve what it is that you want the most. And guess what? All of those things will matter to you when the time comes. And for so many of us, we forget. We forget how to live our lives to the fullest, how to be who it is that we truly want to be in our lifetime, how to make those plans for ourselves, how to plan our success. And there's so many ways that you can give. Give of yourself. Give of who you are and what it is that you truly want in life. And think about how you can truly plan the things that you want in life, and look for the things that you truly have in life, and just see how they will work for you. Because you know, who you are and how you plan yourself is very important. So what are you going to do that's going to help you grow as an individual in the future? And plan all your life, the things that you truly want. Because when those things happen, guess what? You will truly have the lifestyle that you truly, truly want. And let's get into some detail about how you go about delegated. And let me go back and talk about communication, because there are different styles of communication that so many times we forget about, because those styles are the things that you truly want in life, the style of life that you truly live and plan for. So it's all about what it is that you want and how to plan your lifestyle so that you can live it to who it is that you are and what it is that you truly want for yourself. And you know, those are things that we truly need in life that we don't always think about. And let's talk about communication and the styles of communication, because those things are very important. Because let me explain to you that so many times you can be someone that truly understands how to achieve the goals that you truly want in life. So let's look at what it is that you want. And let's go back, and I keep forgetting, and I'm talking about communication. There are different styles of communication. One being the person who's the dominant personality, and they tend to like to take control of everything. And we all know someone who likes to take control of your life and doesn't want to let you make decisions for yourself. So think about all of those things. Think about how you can tell someone what it is. And when you're in the workplace, you have to be able to communicate effectively. And why do you need to learn to communicate effectively? Simple reason. When you do the things that will make you special, that will help you achieve your goals in life, then guess what? You will be happier. And another, you know, someone who's very dominant and very controlling, they see things in a way that they expect you to live your lifestyle according to them. And then you've got the inspirational person, and that person communicates in a way where they're very outgoing, they're able to find friends easily, they're able to do the things that will help them achieve what it is that they want. But you know what? You always have to do the things that are going to make you happy and what will get you what it is that you truly want. And you know, as the thing that happens is that for so many people that what it is that we want, we need to realize all of the things that we need and how to make them what it is that will help us to be the people that we truly want to be in life. And then think about all of the things that you're looking for. And remember, there's some other behavior patterns you've got the steadiness behavior pattern, and the steadiness behavior pattern is someone who goes right by the book. And when you don't realize that what can happen is that you remember, all of these people are team players. And then you got the conscientiousness behavior pattern, which is the fourth major behavior pattern, and that's someone who, when they see things, they see them in a way that they question everything. They want to know all the detail. And sometimes that can be very irritating, but sometimes it can be very important to help you to achieve the goals that you want
in life. And think about all of the things that you truly have and what it is that will truly help you get what it is you want. And you know, why you need to understand the different styles of communication is very simple. Because when we communicate effectively, then we can work as a team. And no matter what you're doing, the whole thing is how are you going to do things in a way as a team that will help you get what it is that you truly want for yourself. And we've been talking about how when you help others, it will bring back to you. And this is something that's been talked about in the Bible so many times, is the fact that when you achieve things that you truly want, you will have the opportunity to be the person that you truly want and have the things that will truly make you who you are, and plan those things in a way that you can have the things that will help you achieve your goals in life. And I want to finally finish it up by talking about some things that will truly help you get what it is that you expect in your lifetime. And you know, there are so many times that so many of us think about all of the things that we want, but we don't always think about all of the things that will help us get to what it is that we want in life. And think about it. Think about all the things that you have achieved that will help you get what it is that you want in life. And plan. Plan effectively so that you can do the things that you truly expect to achieve in your lifetime. And finally, what we've been doing is talking about, you know, I want to talk about what makes a team player. And that can be the creator, the advancer, the enforcer, the refiner. And why you need to look at those things is, guess what? When you truly, everything that you do and achieve in your lifetime will help you with get what it is that you want in your lifetime. It's just a matter of planning those things so that you can have the things that will help you be happy. And, you know, stress shortens your lifestyle. So let's look at some things that you can do that can help you to achieve what it is you want so that you can be successful. And plan for all of these things that will help you achieve what you want in your lifetime. And what I would like to do is remind you that you can come back next week. And next week we will be talking about things that will help you achieve your goals in life. And let's plan for some things that you can let. Okay, next thing we'll be talking is how to be the best. And why is that important? Because when you can achieve and be known as the best at what it is that you truly want, then guess what? You will have the things that you truly want in life. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the1personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.